Awakened listeners, before we jump into today's sermon, I want to invite you to be part of our most exciting opportunity yet. It's called the Vision Fund. Isn't that a great name for a blind pastor? And you know, my job as a blind pastor, it's to help people trust a God they can't see. But I need your help to fully accomplish what God has set before us. Generous friends have come together to create a $25,000 match. This fund is going to be available through the months of April, May, and June. And when listeners just like you decide to come alongside us and partner with us in sharing this gospel the way that we are, well, every dollar you give will be matched dollar for dollar. So friends, come alongside us and help us impact even more. You can go to my website, chadroberts.org. Click the link on the homepage called Vision Fund and learn more, because together we are reaching so many. We're on many platforms, but we need listeners just like you to continue to go forward. Join us today, the Vision Fund. Check it out at chadroberts.org. Welcome to Awaken to Grace. I'm Chad Roberts. I'm your Bible teacher today, and we are in part two of a wonderful sermon called Why Religion Cannot Save You. Oh, so many people think that to be close to God, they need to be religious. Well, you know, when Jesus walked the earth, he didn't have anything good to say about religious people. God is not looking for religious people. God's looking for people of faith, and there is a great difference. People who are just religious, well, they just check boxes. But people who walk with God, people who have faith, people who want to please the Lord, they have a different motive altogether. Well, today we're going to see in our study of Hebrews why religion is so dangerous. And we're going to see why God wants us to live differently. God wants us to pursue Him, not religion. I hope you enjoy this sermon. If you have missed any of our study of the book of Hebrews, you know, you can go to my website, chadroberts.org, or you can download our free mobile app. We have a fantastic app that you can put on any device, and all of our content will be right at your fingertips. Just search Awakened to Grace, and when you download our free mobile app, oh friends, you'll be able to connect with hundreds upon hundreds of sermons, many guest speakers. Oh, you should explore all of the many voices, the wonderful spiritual voices that's on our app, and music, and so much more. Download it today, Awakened to Grace. Well, let's get to today's sermon as we are in part two of this sermon, Why Religion Cannot Save You.
Nothing that we have tried, whether it's praying to God or whether it's coming to church or whether it's being a better person or whether it's reading the Bible, and we've got these things that we think if we check the boxes, some of us have tried to be baptized, but it doesn't seem to work. And we try to get a dose of what we would call religion in us, but it doesn't work. It doesn't take off the shame. It doesn't lift off the guilt. And in our heart of hearts, we're saying, what is going to work? And I'll tell you, religion can never do it. You can read the Bible cover to cover, and it will not take those things out of your heart necessarily. You can be baptized over and over and over, and it will not bring peace with God. You can come to a church experience every Sunday, and you can know the songs, and you can sing the melodies and the lyrics, but it won't bring peace with God. There is only one thing that will bring peace with a God Almighty and a sinner, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing will substitute. And that's why the scriptures say, oh, but how much more will the blood of Christ, what baptism can't do, what scripture reading can't do on its own, what going to church can't do on its own, what praying cannot do on its own, the blood of Jesus will do. And see, when you get that right, when you get that clear, that's when baptism has its effect. That's when prayer has its effect. That's when the word has its effect. That's when church has its most effect. But if you don't have the blood of Christ applied, you've missed the whole thing. You can be someone who is quite religious, but not born again. Have you ever been born again? Have you ever been washed by the blood of the Lamb? Now look what it says, verse 14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, look what it says, purify, cleanse, purge, sanctify. All of those are fitting words. How much more will the blood of Christ purify the conscience of dead works? Now, I love that phrase. I had a young lady sit down with me some months ago in a counseling session, and her faith is truly beginning to grow. I'm so proud of where her faith is and the steps that she has taken. But in just a moment of frustration, she asked me a question I think a lot of people are asking themselves. She said, Pastor Chad, what will fix me? I don't know who you are today, but have you ever asked yourself, what will fix me? And my heart so went out to this individual. And right then, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. In that very instant, the Lord said, tell her this. And I said, sister, it's not an issue of being fixed. It's an issue of being made complete. Christ wants to complete you. He wants to make you whole. I was so touched by all of the testimonies Friday evening. Each one just holds a special place in my heart, and I've reflected and pondered each of them all weekend. But one that was particularly sweet to me was the testimony of Kim Scalf. That night, we sang the old hymn, Nothing But the Blood. What can make me, what's the lyric say? Whole again, nothing but the blood. And Kim stood up here and she told us some of her background and she told us some of her past and her searching and her coming up empty and her not being satisfied in life. You know what is so terrible that so many people live with? You think of someone lost in a desert, and so often, if someone is lost in a desert, what happens? Their eyes begin to play tricks on them, right? And what do they call that when you see water that's not there in a desert? What's that called? A mirage. And there are many people listening today. You live a mirage life. You're so thirsty in your soul today. And you're so desperate for something to satisfy. And you're so desperate for something to quench. You're so desperate for something to make you whole. And so what do? In our state of mirage, we take a large drink thinking it's water. But what is it? It's sand. And all it does is leave us more thirsty than when we first began. And that's why relationships have never satisfied you. That's why moving out of town have never satisfied you. That's why changing careers have never satisfied you. That's why more money doesn't satisfy you. That's why new friendships doesn't satisfy you. That's why trying to go back to your childhood and fixing things of the past, it doesn't satisfy you, because your soul was made for living water and everything else is sand. And until you drink the living water, you'll never be made whole. And Kim gave such sweet testimony of when she encountered the living Lord Jesus. He made her whole. Are you listening today and you're not whole? I'm not asking, are you religious? I'm asking, are you made whole? I'm not asking, do you go to church? I'm asking, are you made whole? I'm not asking if you're a praying person. I'm asking, are you made whole today? Because only the blood of Christ will. And furthermore, how much more so will the blood of Christ make you whole? What a guarantee. So he says, it will purge the conscience of dead works. It will lift off shame. That shame you've lived with your whole life. It is no power to the blood of Christ. The guilt that you carry has no power compared to the blood of Christ. The sin that you carry, the blood of Christ is far greater. The regrets you have, the blood of Christ, far superior. It will purge the conscience. In other words, it cleanses without. It cleanses within. Those of you who you suffer with regret, let me give you a scripture I want you to note. Please note 1 John 3, verses 19, 20. I can tell I'm preaching hard. I'm thirsty. It says, by this truth, our hearts are reassured. What truth? Verse 20. That God is greater than our heart. It says, even if our hearts condemn us. Anyone your heart ever condemns you? Anyone that your heart brings shame on you, regret on you? Even if our heart condemns us, even if we sinned knowingly, we sinned with a high hand, and it's true, it's legitimate, it's fact. Even if, what's the scripture say? God is greater than your heart. And he knows everything. What a scripture. Next time that regret tries to pounce on you, next time that shame tries to defeat you, next time that sin tries to make you shy away from God, quote this verse to yourself. Read this verse to your own heart. God is greater than your own heart. He'll purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Oh, I love that. I've been thinking of that all week long. We don't serve an idol. We don't serve an image. We don't serve a figment of our own imaginations. We don't serve a religion. We serve a living Savior. And nothing magnifies the living Savior than Resurrection Sunday. Can we say amen to that today? Verse 15. Therefore, there's our word in Hebrews. What a beautiful transition word. Remember, the word therefore is bringing a conclusion to a great argument. Here's the conclusion. Therefore, he, meaning Christ, is the mediator of a new covenant. Oh, I love that. See, today, if you have tried everything, including religion, but nothing has set you free. If you've tried everything, including religion, but it's never changed truly who you are. If you've tried everything, including religion, but your nature has never been changed. Let me tell you what will change it. The blood of Christ applied to your life, bringing you into this new covenant. Christ is the mediator. What's that mean? That means that he stands between us and God the Father. That means that man could have never approached God the Father alone. We could have never come to God on our own. But Christ, being the mediator, brings us to the Father. For what did Christ say? No man can come to the Father except through Christ. Why? Because he alone, only himself, is the true mediator of this new covenant. Remember what we've said in weeks past about this word new. This word new is not in the sense, at the end of verse 15, it's going to mention the old covenant, the first covenant. That's become obsolete. I was reading yesterday where Jesus said, I've not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. It's been done away with. That old covenant, that old Mosaic economy, that old first covenant, it's obsolete now. It's been fulfilled. Well, the word new for new covenant doesn't mean new as in time. Like, how many of you have ever bought a new car and then all of a sudden later on it loses its new car smell? Right? It doesn't mean new like it's going to grow old with time or pass away or become obsolete as in the first. No, the word new means new as in quality. It is a new covenant. It is a better covenant. It is a far superior covenant because it's built, what we've learned thus far in Hebrews, it's built upon better promises. It's built upon a better Savior. It's built upon better things. Therefore, Christ is the mediator of this new covenant so that, now here we go, this is my favorite phrase of this, so that those who are called may inherit the eternal promise. I love that. So that those who are called, who are those who are called? Well, see, Scripture makes it very clear. God's sheep do what? They hear his voice. Perhaps today, you have found yourself at times in your life, and maybe even right now, very far away from God. But something keeps drawing you back. What is that? It's your calling. You know, when it says times like this, so that those who are called, don't you for a second think that means those called to ministry, those called to preach, or those called to evangelize, or those called to teach. Don't think office of the church or office of ministry. No, this is a salvation call. This is what the Scriptures mean. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. This is what is meant by the effectual call. This means that when a preacher like myself gives an outward call that your physical ears hear, that's as far as I can go. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not some listening today that you're totally checked out. You're completely tuned out because you don't have an ear for spiritual things. That's as far as my voice can go, is to your eardrum, and that's it. But see, it's the Spirit of God that can go into a heart. It's the Holy Spirit that can speak into a soul. And what I cannot do in my limited humanity, God can do in His sovereignty. And some of you, by God's Spirit, are being called. And that's why God won't leave you alone. That's why you can go and stray and go as far as you can. But God always has a way of finding you. God always has a way of speaking to you. God always has a way of getting your attention. You know why? Because you're called by God. So you say, Chad, what do I do? You come home. You let the shepherd bring you home. You let the shepherd find you because you are called by God. There's some of you, quite frankly, you're living away from the Lord. You're living out in the world. You're in things that you have no business being in because you belong to the Lord. Those who are called may inherit the eternal promise. Because a death has occurred. And since a death has occurred, what has the death of Christ done? It has freed us. It has set us free from the transgressions. It has redeemed us, the text says, from the transgressions first committed, that we committed under the first covenant. You know what that verse is saying, friends? You know what that clause is saying in the text? It means that you can never be good enough to obtain the righteousness of God. You and I are going to sin under that old covenant. There's no way around it. You and I are going to break covenant with God. You and I are going to fail. You and I are going to sin. We're going to fall short. But do you know what Christ did? See, this covenant that He's now the mediator between us and God, Christ has redeemed you. All of those regrets, all that sin, all that shame that fills your past, Christ stepped in and He's redeemed you from every sin committed under the first covenant. And that's why today, you know what? God wants to replace the shame in your life. God wants to replace the regret of your life. He wants to give you His richest grace. He wants to give you His richest mercy. And you say, Chad, how does He do it? By applying the blood to your life. And when the blood is applied to your life, well, how much more will it have effect than anything that you've ever attempted or ever tried? I'm going to ask you to bow your head right now. I'm going to ask you if you have ever been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to ask you, has your life, has your soul ever been made whole by Jesus? Or today, are you drinking sand? Today, are you trapped in a spiritual mirage where nothing seems to satisfy you? Friends, you need the living water today, Jesus. You can't substitute anything for the Lord Jesus Christ, for He alone is the living God. Are you made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Right there where you are, or those watching online, I'm going to ask you to invite God into your life. Invite God. Surrender yourself. Stop living life on your terms. Stop living life the way you want to. And say, Jesus, once and for all, I finally give you all of me. Now, will you give me all of you? That's a pretty good exchange. Why don't you pray right now with me in your heart? Why don't you pray, Lord Jesus, forgive my sins and wash me today. Apply your blood to me. Save me. Redeem me. And make me whole. Don't just fix me. Make me complete. Make me new. Make me whole. I receive you as Lord. I receive you as Savior. And this new covenant. Apply your blood to me. In Jesus' name.
Have you signed up for my weekly devotional email? Every Tuesday, I send out a devotion that will help you grow in your faith. Go to my website, awakentograce.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and when you sign up and submit your email, you'll get a direct message from me every Tuesday. Sign up today at awakentograce.com.